One approach that's finally becoming a real possibility is better contraceptive options for men. Think about it. We have over a dozen methods of contraception for women: pills, patches, IUDs, shots, sponges, rings, etc. For men, we've had the same two options for more than 100 years: condoms and vasectomy. Despite having only two options, both of which have significant drawbacks, men currently account for 30% of all contraceptive use, with 10% of couples relying on vasectomy and 20% of couples using condoms. Why are 20% of couples relying on condoms for contraception when condoms have a one-year failure rate of over 15%? It's because many women can't either safely take currently available female contraceptives for reasons such as blood clots, or they can't tolerate the side effects. So if we think a male contraceptive would be useful, the next question is, how do we go about developing one? Well, there's two general approaches. The first approach is to try and interfere with the way the sperm swim towards or bind to the egg. This approach turns out to be really difficult because it's hard to get enough medication in the small volume of the ejaculate and have it still work inside the female reproductive tract. This is why there's been a lot more work done on the second approach, which is turning off sperm production entirely. This is also challenging. Why? It turns out that men make a lot of sperm.